classified in the Cajun boast for the man and the girl. And man alive, and the whole neighborhood would all get excited. And merciful heavens, they all get together and what a wonderful time they'd have, you know. Big to do about it. What? Yeah, have a wedding and a big dance and a big supper and everybody have a good time.
What did they do after the wedding and the dance and the supper? Did the townspeople gather together and go out with horns and
washboards? Well, now wait a minute. Now you're getting me back. You see, I'm not a town boy. I don't know what the town people done. But they did do that to have a shivery. Oh yes, I went to a mini one. Went to a mini shivery. Yeah, we'd get some old horns and an old bucket or an old tub or anything that'd make a noise and take a few old shotguns and yeah, go over to the old, well listen, and the old boy that get married, now when he'd get married he'd be prepared for that because he knew that was coming. And he'd come back, when he'd come back off of this wedding trip, why he'd be prepared because he knew what was going to happen. Boy, the whole neighborhood would get together and meet some certain place and then just gang him, go in there and let all this noise loose. And he'd always be prepared. I went to a lot of them, and I never did go to one that the party wasn't prepared. They'd have something. They'd have candy and they'd have cigars or maybe a big cake or something. Invite everybody in. Everybody'd get a treat. What a good time we'd have. Yeah. Yes, sir. Shiveries.
And we were talking about bed coverings. Did your mother have a special fancy cover for her beds that she might put on sometimes?
Oh, yes, indeed. Merciful heavens on all of them. Yes, that was the last thing she'd done. She had a spread. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where she got them, but yes, she had that, you betcha. Yes, indeed. Well, I can't say whether she made those things or whether she bought them. I presume she bought them. I just don't know.
Did you ever have trouble with your wagon tires coming off your wagon wheels?
Oh, goodness gracious. I should say so. My goodness, I should say so. Yeah, especially in the dry weather. Yeah. Oh, the old wagon tire had run off. Yeah, well, it had to run it in the river, get it in the pond. I've seen many old wagons that had backed off in a pond so the old thing would swell up, you know, tighten up. But the best thing to do to them when they got that away is take it to a mechanic, a man that knew how to set them.
What would he do, cut the tire and weld it?
Yeah, cut a little out of it, that's right. And then heat it and then put it on there hot. Yeah, that's it, you stay.
What happened, the wood shrank on the wheel or something?
Yes, I think so. I think that was the main thing that happened to it. Yes, the fella, they shrunk, that's right. A real dry spell was awful hard on wagons. And of course, now I can remember that, one of my brothers was a blacksmith, turned into a blacksmith, quite a wagon man. In fact, he could do anything like that in that line. And he got a coal tire setter. You can set them cold. You didn't have to heat it. Set them cold. Just some kind of a big machinery that had a lot of pressure, power to it some way. Put that thing in there and shrink her up and put them back on. Sometimes, you know, the wheel, that maybe if the tire would run off,